Oh, precious Jesus, we come in that wondrous name. Lord, you're the one that speaks, and the storm must be quiet. The sea and the waves, praise God, must be still. And Lord, we thank you, God, you are the one that controls it all. Lord, thank you that you know us, and everything that you have is for us. And everything that you do, Lord God, is to perfect that which concerns us. And Lord, here we are today, just weakened vessels. Lord God, just man of flesh. But Lord, but God, thank you for the new man. Lord, thank you, God, for this weakness. Thank you, Lord, that we're understanding we cannot do a thing. But Lord, thank you for the very power of Christ that comes upon us. And Lord, it gives us that little strength. Oh, hallelujah. A little strength to say thank you, Jesus. A little strength to lift a hand and say I praise you, Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for what you're working in here. Thank you, Lord, for this truth and love. Oh, the glory that's coming forth. And Lord, what a privilege it is to be in the fellowship, Lord God. All of your elect. The elect of grace. The elect of mercy. Lord, thank you. Oh, may it be today with a body like unto your own to fully worship forever and ever and enter into the exceeding riches of your grace and your kindness. But Lord, we know your timing's perfect. God, help us to wait and to wait patiently and to wait thankfully and to wait joyfully and to wait lovingly. We thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, all the praise is yours. Amen. Praise, praise God. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, he's wonderful. He's wonderful all throughout the Word of God, but we're going to be wonderful with him here in Colossians chapter 3 this morning. Reading from verses 1 through 3. That's Colossians chapter 3. It says there, if ye be risen with Christ. That's me. Hallelujah. That you? Praise God. We are, aren't we? Hallelujah. We are risen with him. So if we've been risen with Christ, it says, seek those things which are above. How many times us that have had godly parents have heard that one? Amen. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Praise be to God. Seek those things which are above. But listen to this. Where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I love that he's hidden me away in him. Thanks be to God. I'm so thankful I am exclusively his. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God by his grace to be a vessel only for the master's use. Amen. He just shuts me away. Praise God. He adores me and he thinks highly of me. That's all I need. And I'll tell you one thing. The things that he esteems, this world doesn't. And the thing that this world highly esteems, he don't. And you know that. So that's the way it works. But here we find today in that first verse, seek those things which are above. And I love when the Holy Ghost gets your heart and says, now, son, we're going to go search that out together. I'm taking you out here and we're going to go into I got another wonderful, precious spring out here that we're going along with. And we're going to drink, praise the Lord. And so this word seek, it means to find and discover what is yours. They're not just looking. It's to find and discover what is yours. All right? Now, we're talking about the Word of God, so it ain't finished there in its meaning. It means to find and discover what is yours and to worship and require it. So you find and discover what is yours, okay? And you worship and require it. Amen. Oh, my, I believe. Praise be to God, that's our life, isn't it? Isn't that the calling that's upon our life? And I love the way the Word of God comes at you. What a command of love. What a command of goodness to our lives and encouragement. A God that withholds nothing good from our life. And here he's telling us specifically, you come out and discover what is yours and worship it. Draw nigh in fervent love to kiss it. Let it be the embrace and first love of your life. And require only that. Don't settle for anything less. I hear him telling me, Jesse, now hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. There's nothing more valuable. There's nothing more pleasing to me. There's no more glory that we could ever share together. Seek it out. Worship it. And require only it. Now, I'll tell you what, though, you have to look a little bit more closely with those enlightened eyes of understanding that the Holy Ghost has given us. Where are we to discover what is yours and worship and require it? It's not just in the things that are above, but it's a specific place here, isn't it? It's where Christ sits on the right hand of God. See, there's a reason the Word of God says things. And there's a reason the Word of God so specifically says things. See, the Word of God is into the details of things, isn't he? See, it's not just a willy-nilly approach. It's a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said it just like this. You know what God has given me? Praise be to God. There is no other gospel. This is it. And he said, preach no other gospel. This is it. Why wouldn't we want to respond by God's grace to fully pleasing the Lord? How would we fully please the Lord? Amen, is by hearing the entirety and taking specifically what the entirety of the Word of God says. Praise the Lord. So he tells us here specifically where Christ sits on the right hand of God. So let's allow the Holy Ghost to put this together. And I just say praise be to God because we are discovering, and we continue to discover the things that are ours, that are in that throne with him. Praise the Lord. And what happens as you begin to discover that? You think about, let's go back, how the Lord has just opened up all these different studies all throughout the years, but even recently. Talking about that journey that we had through the tabernacle, amen? Wasn't that beautiful to get from that outer court, which was amazing, so wonderful. Here's the Lamb, praise be to God, the blood. Even though there was all that judgment, the blood has set me free. But it was still under an age of law there in that outer court. Everything was brass, everything was judgment, but the blood was there. That grace was still there, hallelujah, it's never changed. Is the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is the grace of God. It was the mercy of the Lord. The way to salvation has never changed. But praise be to God, there was a better thing for us. And it was right there behind that first curtain, hallelujah. Right into the sanctuary, there was a holy place, amen. And when you walked into that precious holy place, it was no longer brass. It was no longer things that had no vivid color or things that would be appealing in a sense to an eye. You walked through there and what you began to see was blue and purple and scarlet and gold was everywhere. That's the age that we live in. That's the Word of God and His grace, that mystery that was given to Paul. This is about ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ. You walked into royalty right when you walked into that first wonderful sanctuary. Amen? Amen, you did. And thanks be to God, what hit you right there, praise the Lord, was that golden candlestick, that wonderful enlightened eyes of understanding from the Holy Ghost, shedding all of that light right down upon that little golden table of shewbread, that feasting of this wondrous Jesus, praise the Lord, the shewbread, in the fullness of his glory. That we could sit there and have that intimacy of feasting upon him and growing up fully into him in all things. And then praise be to God, what happens when you seek those things, praise God, when you go and, as the Word of God says, discover what is yours. See, the Holy Ghost had you to feast on, discover what is yours. What happens? The only thing that happens when that happens is you head right on over there to that golden altar of incense, the place of worship. See, once we have this, and once this is really real to our lives, we don't get puffed up in our head. We don't get to thinking, oh, well, I'm somebody because I know this, and I've studied all the study books, and I went to this, whatever. No. When it really hits you, by the grace of God, with the love of the Holy Ghost, you become so thankful and delirious, you begin to understand Jesus Christ is in love with you. And then what happens is you become in love with Him, and that's what worship is. Worship's drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss Him. So I get in the enlightened eyes of understanding and I begin to feast upon the fullness of the Word of God. I'm going no place else but to kiss Him, to worship Him, to adore Him. And that's why, praise God, we seek those things out that are ours. We discover them. We go to worship and we require it. Isn't that gorgeous? Think about the Shulamite as she was going through all of that with the Song of Solomon there. She got to the point, she just required that. Where is He? I must find Him. I must have Him. There isn't anything else. Oh, the daughters of Jerusalem, oh, come on, come with us. Oh, there's a lot of love. Get out of my way. It doesn't matter. I'm a heat-seeking missile for Jesus, and I'm going to the lover of my soul, and I'm going to have Him. I want His garden. I want His abode. I want to be that wonderful wine for Him to drink. I want to give Him the sweetest of kisses. That's where that took her. And this is where this is taking us. So praise the Lord. We draw nigh in fervent love to kiss Him. And I'm going to tell you something. Those are the ones that are like the Apostle Paul. Oh yes, praise God. As he said earlier, He's the one that came forth, that chosen vessel unto God. He said, what God gave to me, what the Lord Himself gave to me, that mystery that was hidden, there is no other gospel. There is no other gospel to preach but the bridal message. There just isn't. And praise be to God, the bridal message is the whole counsel of God. So don't act like there's something omitted from it. It is the whole counsel of God. It's the Word rightfully divided. It takes all of it. Yes, there is. We call it an Old Testament, New Testament, just in the way that it is. It's the Word of God. Amen. That Word's always been in there. Praise God. The Word's always been the same. But God has a perfect time, and He's got a perfect place, and He's got a perfect order. And He has perfect love, and He's going to pour it out at that perfect time, which He's doing right now. And praise be to God, all of those things in the entirety of the Word of God, it all comes to this abundant life of what He's waiting and looking for. What He's waited from before the foundation of the world for, it says. Before He set a star in heaven, He's been waiting for this. He's seen us in Him in love. It is. It's glorious. And I thank the Lord we walk in that together by the grace of God. We enter into that one faith. Praise God. And it is a most holy faith. And it is set apart unto Him. It's set way out from among the camp. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord like those elders were witnessing yesterday. I was grateful to God. Well, I'll tell you what, people are here. We're going to preach about the bridal message. And it was so wonderful. You hear the amens and amens from different ones and all that might not understand it. But when that came out, it just got quiet. I wish it didn't. It better never be quiet in here. Not by the grace of God. And it's not to stir up sound or noise or anything like that. But how could we hold still? You ever been in love before? I mean, really Twitter-pated, and here you come, your love. You're, like this. I know how that is. I'd run down that concourse. There's nobody getting in my way. See, never mind. I'm drifting here. But it's a good place to drift. You ought to get there. But I'll tell you what. See, those are the ones like Paul. And he preached that gospel. And I thank the Lord so sweetly. The Word of God says, he that wills to know will know. You're here today. You know something's going on in here. Whether or not you know it or not, you know the love of Christ is here in abundance. Because He is an abundant lover. How about today? I don't know if you've been coming here a lot. Might be your first time. How about really to say, Lord, I believe you. He that wills to know will know. Lord, I have a willing heart. You told me I'll know. Take him at his word. You recall Joshua? Oh, I love that sweet brother. Oh, how the Lord has encouraged his word through that vessel. I got an eternity to hug that brother. But there in Joshua 13, it talks about how Joshua was appointed that he was going to distribute out the inheritance of the land to the different tribes. All right? So God had given that land to those tribes and all, but it was Joshua that was going to distribute it out. But there was something about that inheritance. Unless they could discover what was theirs, they would not inherit it. Oh, they came and they said, well, here, come on, it's ours. We need it now. Well, Joshua said, whoa. He said, why don't you tell me about it? And you could see their face. Well, we haven't walked through that yet. Well, how can I give you something you haven't walked through? How can you enjoy something you don't know? Is this the love of your life? I believe it is, isn't it? Do we love discovering it over and over? New heights, new depths, new length, new breadth. Amen? Oh, I think we're on the mark. Praise God. Oh, he's doing something in here. He ain't wasting his time. So old Joshua, he told him, he said, I'll tell you what, you ain't going to have it. You got to walk through it. You got to seek it out. And you got to describe it. And brothers and sisters, if we do not seek it out, walk through it, able to describe it, our exceeding great and precious promises, we're not going to be able to claim it. Once again, how can you enjoy something you don't know? I can't tell you how many times I've had people come in here, and I mean that, and I thank the Lord for it, but it always makes me smile. You know, they hadn't heard this precious gospel of the bridal message, and they'll come in here, and I say, oh, man, this is just everything. Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is so immense. You're right. Well, we should get this on TV and the radios. Everybody's got to hear this. You're right. But everybody ain't going to take this. Matter of fact, very few. The gospel given to Paul, it says, has been heard by every creature under heaven. That's in Colossians as well. How many people have you been able to converse with that are Christians outside of meetings that you know preach this gospel that know anything about it? Because once again, you can't grow into something that you haven't fed upon. Can't. That's why Paul was so after everyone he preached to. He preached them the whole counsel of God. But when he came back to certain ones, he was very discouraged and hurt in heart. Matter of fact, he chastened them in the Lord. He said, you've departed from this grace. You've departed from this precious gospel of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, you're back to drinking milk like babies. You're children again. You should be teaching ones to feast upon the strong meat. I can understand that. I can understand that in the Word of God, there is milk and there is strong meat. And I can understand in the Word of God that the Word of God says that there's a focus of encouragement. Get to the strong meat, eat the strong meat, stay in the strong meat, and don't leave the strong meat. Amen. So we see that Paul, in his heart, this is what he was encouraging all the time. And what had happened is they had starved themselves from it so much, they had to be taught it again. See, this isn't something like you can just go to school and kind of remember the rest of your life. But I'm even going to ask you even naturally. See, the Lord's done that. I mean, probably all of us here have gone through high school, probably had geometry. Let's give out geometry tests today. Let's see how many of us will pass. But I knew it at one time. What is that? Is that a triangle? Think about that. And that's just naturally. God wants you in love with his son. He's not messing around. I got a sweet son. I got two sweet sons. One of them has a precious wife. Two things I wanted to know about her. First and foremost, that she would have a heart, soul, and mind for the depth of the Lord and his word. And in that, I was assured, too, that she would love my son. Well, that's one and the same with Jesus, isn't it? Because he is the word. The Father seeks such at this time that worships him, his son, in spirit and in truth. See, without the Holy Ghost, there's no way I'm going to have the capacity to love his son that the Father is going to require to be the spouse of his son. It just can't happen. Only the Holy Ghost can take the love of Christ and shed it abroad in my heart. And only the Holy Ghost then in that can take, as the word of God tells us as well too, he's the only one that can guide us into all truth. Praise God. So it's very obvious, brothers and sisters, what we're talking about today. What you seek out is what you love. Amen? Amen. What you seek out is what you love. What your heart is set on the things above. What your heart, by God's grace, is wanting to discover and worship and require is what you love. Praise the Lord. I that's why I love the word of God. You know what? It just cuts right to it, doesn't it? You don't have to, let's analyze this, talk about it. There's nothing to talk about. It's just right here in the word of God. This is what he wants. This is what he commands in love. Come on, seek it out, require it, worship it. It's all yours. And here by grace today, I love that, brothers and sisters. I've gathered with ones that we're seeking out our full inheritance with all our heart, soul, and mind. Amen. Yeah, we still have good days and bad days, but they're all good days in the Lord. I thank the Lord that, yep, even though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down. He upholds me with his hand, doesn't he? Hallelujah. That's how he loves us. This is his purpose. You understand that? And we're his purpose. Praise be to God. And it's purpose in grace. And I thank the Lord that he has promised what he has begun. He will perform the good work in you. I'm confident in that for your life and mine. I thank the Lord for that. I know there are going to be things that come, try to rock you, get you over here and over there. But just don't let those winds of doctrine get in there. And I'll tell you what, you're just rock on. Boom. Boom. We're here to win Christ. Yeah, let me tell you something. I know this ain't no scrimmage game. This is it. Every day, it's it. And it's to win him. And it's a good fight of faith. There ain't no letdown in this fight. There is not. There's no time off. You can ask the Lord for a reprieve. I've done it over and over. It does not come. It doesn't. It does not. Your hand better be melded into that sword, baby, because you are fighting on. And you find, praise the Lord, it's all about, by the grace of God, just encouraging yourself in the Lord. It's all about encouraging yourself in this truth. Things are going to come. They're just going to come. But the consistency and the overcomer, praise God, it's just because you're always in the Word. It's always the Word that bubbles up. Every answer, every response, praise God, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. Praise the Lord. And you're not just saying it to, you know, just a mesmerized thing. You're saying it in such grace and thanksgiving to God and such mercy. You're just bowing down before him, prostrate on the ground. Oftentimes, oh, Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so nothing. I'm such a flop failure, but I got a crown. That's what's so awesome. I'm so rebellious sometimes I just don't believe, but I got a crown. That's what's so glorious. Thanks be to God. I believe him. I don't believe in this guy. I don't believe that I don't even have a shred of faithfulness, but I know he's got all of the faithfulness. And I'm banking and I'm putting all my faith in him. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, in him it never goes broke. It never goes broke. So brothers and sisters, here we go. What we're seeking out in heaven now. What we're seeking out in heaven now is what you're going to have when you arrive. And that is the truth. So, as the Word of God says, why not take the Lord upon all that he is offering? Seeking the things in the throne with him now. Amen? Amen. Seeking the things in his throne with him now. Amen. Now, seeking to jointly rule and reign in his throne with him now. Seeking glorified together with him forever and eternity now. Amen. And it has to be by the grace of God. You're not going to step into heaven and wonder what to do. You're not. You're taking that place right now. If you're going through your Christian life, oh, I'm a servant and I'm serving and this is what I'm supposed to do and all that, let me tell you, you don't have to wonder what you're going to be doing up there. They got, telling you, that they're handing out the palms, innumerable amount of them. And what you sought was things above. You sought out heavenly things, but serving is not at the right hand of God. Serving is not at the right hand of God. Reigning is at the right hand of God. Ruling and reigning is at the right hand of God. Serving is out there before the throne, waving palms, saying salvation to my God, which is a wondrous thing above, a glorious thing, things so far above me I couldn't even imagine. But we're talking God, who is exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That's our God. That's our God that freely gave us his Son. How shall he not freely give us all things? All things. So he's giving us with his Son even his throne. He's not. He didn't say, well, I withhold my throne, I withhold this. No, he said, I freely give you all things. Let the light go on. Say, thank you, Lord. The only thing that will hold you back is you trying to figure out and to say, how could that be? How could that be stands right out there with a palm in your hand. Thank you, Jesus, it's done and it's mine. We'll have you sitting right there with a crown on your head. That's the difference. And there wasn't one iota of me doing anything. It was just me believing. Thanking the Lord for his grace. Living oftentimes through my miserable life in a lot of ways. Let's call it what it is. But still knowing and believing, praise be to God, he loves me. He adores me. He died for me to have this, praise be to God. Now, his grace is so marvelous. His grace is so powerful, brothers and sisters. His blood has afforded us to take it all. His blood. That's why those cherubim on the mercy seat, they don't take their eyes off nothing but that blood. It's all blood, all mercy. Oh, it's done. Oh, you're trying to chirp at me here. No, I got that right there. Oh, my mind's starting to think something. Oh, no, Jesus, I see that blood right there. I'm about ready to come apart, Lord, but oh, my, that blood, all things hold together and consist. I can't bear it anymore. Oh, my, all that blood that poured forth freely for me. He held those nails in his hands on that cross. Amen. Amen. Now, that's why, brothers and sisters, we gather in that vision, praise the Lord, of the right hand of God. every time. And I thank God that you required it as well too. Grace has caused us to require. We want, by God's grace, his mind. Amen? Don't you love his mind? I believe you do. I love his mind. I love his thoughts. They take away all my bad ones. They help me when I have problems, which is often. Moments ago, you never know what the battle might be in somebody. Just trust the Lord. But see, I want his mind, I want his desires, and I want his desires that are in that throne, at that right hand. And I'll tell you the desire at that right hand that he has, and he tells us what that is. Father, when are you going to tell me it's time to go get her? That's his desire. That's the only thing he does not know. That's the only thing, praise God, that he's waiting for. When it tells you in the word of God that the friends of the bridegroom are waiting, they're waiting for the bridegroom's voice. Now those friends, by the grace of God, they're with him in glory right now. Oh yes, they are. Oh, Joshua, Moses, Abraham. Oh, those graves. They were opened and they arose. And those ones, they saw them. They saw them. They saw them go. And those friends of the bridegroom, they're with him right now. And it's a host. But there's one thing that's on their mind. Because it's the same thing that's in the mind of the one that's on the right hand of God. Their very dear friend that's closer than a brother friend. Brothers, sisters, when do you think he's going to call for her? Do you not think that's the reality of heaven? Then you don't know the word of God. You don't think it's just that one focus and one thing that this whole age is about. You don't know the word of God. Come on now. And I believe I'm amongst ones, we know this word. We know this truth. We've heard this by the grace of God over and over and over and over. Thanks be to God. But it is time, praise the Lord, I'd stand up on here. I don't want to be disrespectful. But it's time to set, I'll get on the right hand. It's time to set your foot up on that throne. I mean it, do you walk in it? As Joshua said, everywhere your foot will set, I have given that unto you. Everywhere your foot will set, I have given that unto you. Step into that throne. Step into that throne. Step into that throne. By the grace of God. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. I'll tell you what. There's one way to be, and that's to be ready. Be ready, anticipating. That was so wonderful to hear about Brother Scrimshire. Brother Webb would get him every Sunday and Wednesday. He said every single time before he got into my car, he was looking up. Always said something about the sky or whatever it was, but we know what he was looking for. Praise the Lord. As I said, praise be to God, that smile, oh, what a beautiful smile, gentle, meek, all that, but sly like a fox. I know what I'm doing. They talked about how he was a little bit slow in his steps. I said, oh, no, he was strutting right into the throne. You don't have to hurry that up. It's just in large steps, I know where I'm headed.
To know the fellowship of my suffering.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. While every head is bowed. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you again for the precious hope of your calling. And yes, thank you, Lord, to comprehend with all saints. Oh my, what you're bringing forth by your Spirit. Lord, thank you for this peace that passes understanding as we hear, yea, the deep things of God. Thank you, Lord, that we're settling into that beautiful rocking chair of grace, God, that you have given to us. That, Lord, that we've looked upon, maybe from afar off, but God, I believe by your grace, holding crowns today, just sitting and resting in that right hand of the Father. Lord, thank you that you've given us this vision by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, that without that vision, people perish. And Lord, help us to want to seek those things out. Help us that we want to describe this more and more and more. Let that first love just burn in our hearts for you. Help us, Lord, to have that worshipful heart, Lord Jesus. God, that we can't even hold back from praising you. How could we not lift up our voice unto the Lord? How could we not run to an altar to worship with the saints? And Lord, thank you, Jesus, till you come, may you give us the strength, God, the strength of God to require it. And not to back down, Lord. But as the brother wrote, speed up thy going, brother, sluggishness despised. God, we're almost home. The finish line is right before us. Receive me that ye have run well. Ye have won, beloved son. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God.